This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine To. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. This is the last part of a five-part series with Sam Dewhurst. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Justine.
You're a branding consultant who's worked with Hillsong, Habitat for Humanity and also the Salvation Army. Now, Sam, your LinkedIn profile features the line, "The counsels of perfection equals values plus culture plus integration." Now, can you tell us what this is? This a manifesto, and can you tell us what it means?
It is a personal manifesto. It's a reminder to me, and also it keeps me focused in my work and what my work's about. I've spent many years doing a lot of qualitative research for big brands, working in strategic planning departments in agencies, and just got to the point where I just wanted to do something that had a sense of meaning to it. It was personal. It was extremely personal. And what I do is extremely personal to me. The counsels of perfection, I'm not trying to make people perfect. I'm not trying to make organisations perfect. Perfection in and of itself is not something that I actually buy into, because I think there's a lot of beauty in imperfection. But the term, the Councils of Perfection, was a term coined by monastic life, by monks. They would go and become part of a monastery and they would abide by the three Councils of Perfection. Now, usually those three Councils of Perfection are faith, hope and love. Now, to me, faith, hope and love are the golden rule. I mean, a lot of people believe that, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the golden rule. I believe that faith, hope and love, in as far as loving your neighbour as you love yourself, are the golden rule. So to actually have this approach for others, to have this approach of having faith in a world where there's not much to have faith in, having hope, you know, being optimistic, seeing a way forward, finding positive solutions to things, being innovative, and also to love other people as you would love yourself, to have this great sense of identity as a brand, as a person, as leaders. So it takes, I suppose, these councils of perfection, they take a really good, solid look at values. And in my work, I basically work with my clients to identify what they value. And it's not a tokenistic top three. The whole organisation becomes built and driven on their values. So their vision, mission statement, their personality, their brand essence, everything about them is values driven. And it shows what values we use, what values we're not using, and where there's room for growth, where there's room for change, where there's room to access certain things that are important that have been forgotten in the pace. My brand consultancy is called Mono Story. It's a play on monastic life. It's this contemplative space of, you know, which demands attention. It demands us to wake up. It demands us to think and to consider. And I suppose that is my attitude towards my work.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly, I mean, you've just said that it's incredibly personal to you. What first got you interested in this area?
Well, what, branding or values or which part?
The stuff that you do for a living.
The stuff I do. I mean, I suppose when I had my children, I wanted to do something that would, you know, help, I suppose, our society, our planet, people, the way we interact. I wanted to make sure I was actually doing something that was going to contribute to their future in some way that I could do. I think I'm a big believer in whatever's in your hand, do something good with it.
I mean, this does have biblical resonance for sure, this kind of idea.
Absolutely. I believe that we're all uniquely made. I believe that there is a story inside every single one of us. And I believe that we have a responsibility to be true to that story and to let that story be seen, to be light, to be something that actually gives goodness to others, you know, not to hoard it up for ourselves, not to hide it, not to compare it. And so much of the time, even in branding, there's these competitive companies. They compare one another. They fight with one another. They're trying to gain the space. They're trying to get the dollar. It's all competitive, and we live in such a competitive space that we're tuned into. I hate that. You know, I say to my kids, not a competition. You are who you are for a reason. I say it to my clients, you know, be self-evident. Be self-evident. So that basically means, yeah, people are probably going to not like what you do. Some people may like what you do. Your job is not to make the people who don't like you. And these are particular clients that I work with. So your job is to actually make sure that you are being the best version of yourself. And I think that is the calling that God puts inside each one of us, to actually let our own light shine and to be awake to it, to actually be awake to it and do something with it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.